I come to serve you. Notice today, even though it looked like Jesus wasn't going to take care of you, but just wait, just wait, just wait.
Come on,
man.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah,
he stayed two more days. They tell him, no, wait a minute. No sense in going to the bathroom because your enemy's there. They're going to do something with you. They want to, but he said, no. He says, Lazarus is asleep. Am I in the scripture?
Yes.
He says, Lazarus is asleep. So they said, well, if he's asleep, he does well. Don't worry about it. Then he says plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Come on.
Now, when I read that message, it bothered my nerves. It bothered my spirit because right before that, Jesus says that this is a sickness, but it will not be unto death.
That's right.
Well, what he said?
Is that the word? I just need some folk to be sure I'm in the scripture.
Yeah.
He says that this is not unto death.
Yeah.
But then he tells the disciples, I'm confused, man. I'm confused, John. You said he's asleep. You said that the sickness that you just got wind of will not result into death. But you just said when we told you not to go to Bethany because they're waiting to do harm to you, then you said he's dead. Can I tell you something? It's amazing that you have to be able to understand Jesus spiritually, because if you try to figure it out in the physical, he'll blow your mind. It just doesn't make no sense. That's why, brothers and sisters, we look crazy to folk that are unsaved because we do weird stuff.
Yeah.
And we say weird stuff. How you gonna let somebody slap you on the cheek and then you turn the other cheek? That doesn't make no sense, because in the natural, the enemy says somebody slapped you, But it's hard, John, when somebody slapped you. You try to say, yes, I'm the truth. I'm not quite. Whoa. But I had to figure that out. Jesus means I'm not talking about a physical slap.
Yeah.
But when they do stuff to you,
that's it.
Just don't fight them back. Just turn the other cheek. Just know that I'm going to work it out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they try to do. It doesn't matter what they say. Turn the other cheek. I know you've been damaged, but I gave you another cheek. I gave you another cheek. Jesus arrives there. He arrives in Bethany. Prior to him getting there, though, if I can bring that in the description, I'm almost done. Prior to Jesus getting there, Martha is a little perturbed with Jesus. Martha goes out to meet him, and she says, Lord, if you had been here,
come on,
you late.
Yeah.
If you had been here, I don't believe, Tracy, that Martha had a little humble voice and said, but just, he'd been here. No, because Martha's upset that the brother's died. And we said you worried, and you said you loved him. And you said he's a well friend of yours. By the time you get here, our brother is dead. So she says, Lord, our brother is dead. But even now, I still have enough faith to know that you can do some things. Well, here was again. Mother said, look, I've been to the Bible, said I know he did the resurrection. I'm not talking about that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about right now, because we sent words for you to get here. And if you got here when we sent you word, he'd still be living. You chose to stay where you were 2 more days.
Yes.
Jesus said something, Mom, that if I had said, it wouldn't have went over well. Because when I read it, Sister Carter, it didn't go over well with me. Because when the disciples said, look, if he's asleep, he does well, don't bother him. Jesus says, he's dead. Then he turns around and says something crazy. I'm glad he did. Wait a minute now, y'all ask, I'm in the scripture. Am I in the scripture? He said, he didn't say, I'm sorry, we got to get there, been procrastinated, he's dead. He says, and I'm glad that he's dead for your sake. I'm glad. That bothered me. My friend, who you say you love, My brother is dead. You okay? You says to Bethany and Mary is summoned by Jesus to come to him. But now notice something about Mary and Martha. Martha went out to meet him and to tell him off. But Mary sat still. Same brothers, same family, but Mary sat still. Can I give you my first point? When Jesus is late for an appointment, don't get anxious, just be still.
Amen. Amen.
Don't get anxious, just be still, because somewhere down the line, he's working something out. He's late for a reason. You know, all things work for the good. He's not messing with you. He's not picking at you. But if he's late answering a prayer, I know somebody said, you know, just because, how is that I hear sometimes on the job? What is that? A denial is not a delay. Well, I read it in the scripture because sometimes when Jesus, so how did it go? Because sometimes when Jesus don't show up, he doesn't show up for a reason. And I got to tell you something today, it's not going to go over well, but it's in the scripture. Jesus only revealed himself to folk who are friends of his. Now, what is a friend? What is a friend? A friend, according to Jesus, is someone that does what he says do.
That's right. Come on. Amen. Come on.
That's right. Amen.
True job. Is that in the scripture?
Amen.
You see, you can't call yourself a friend of Jesus and you don't do what Jesus says do. Because that's just doesn't work. What he says is, you are a friend of mine if you do what I command you to do. You're a friend of mine. And if you are a friend of mine, just know if I don't show up when you want me to show up, just know that I'm working something out on your behalf. Point number one, just be still. Be still and wait on. Just know that he has a plan in mind. I want to keep moving. Not only that. Point number two. Please understand something. When Jesus didn't show up for the appointment, you would think, okay, what's going on here? He doesn't show up for the appointment. He's late. He stays 2 days later. In the place where he was, the Bible didn't say. John didn't say where he was. John just says in the place where he was. But please understand, when Mary was summoned by God to go see Jesus, she got up immediately and went to see him. Point number two, while you're waiting on the Lord, God will call you out of something to put you into something. I need somebody to get it. What are you talking about? Because Mary couldn't stay in that place where she was. He called her out of the place where she was, and she went to the place where Jesus was. Can I tell you something? When Jesus is about to reveal himself to you, he will take you from where you are to where he is. Some places you can't get blessed. Some places you just can't get the revelation of Jesus. Some places you got to come out of. You got to work. Can I make it plain? I'm trying to keep it nice. Can I make it? You can't live in sin and thank God is going to reveal himself to you. I wish I had a prayer church. Can I be real? When Jesus called us out of something, John, he calls us out of something so bad he can reveal himself to us on a different level. Is there anybody in the house that want to really see Jesus do something? You got to come from where you are to where Jesus will have you to be. And once you reach that place where Jesus will have you to be, look out, your revelation is on its way. Mary left where she was to go see where she went to the place where Jesus was. If you read the scripture, Jesus hadn't quite made it to Bethany, but Mary left Bethany to go where he was. You got to leave Bethany to go where Jesus is.
Yeah.
See, Bethany is a place where God will not reveal himself. But you got to leave Bethlehem and go where God's going to reveal himself. You see, if you've been following Jesus any length of time, you ought to want to know him deeper and deeper every day. Amen. If you love him, you ought to want to know more about him. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
The same Jesus that brought us from the rocking of our cradle, the old folks would say, up until this present moment, look like you want to know more about him. That's why Bible study ought to be full. Because I want to know more about the Jesus that I serve. I can't stand and talk about he's a friend, I'm a friend of his, and I will come to learn more about him. The Jesus that I serve, he said, taste and see that the Lord is good. He says, stand to show yourself approved. He says, taste of me. David said it like this, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How do you taste him and see? You got to read his word. You got to honor his word. You got to study his word. You got to live his word. And the closer you are to the Lord, the more he reveals himself to you. Can I get some help? Yeah, point number one. Be still. Point number two. When Jesus called, get up. Get up. Don't procrastinate. Get up. Go where he is. Go where he is. Point number three. What is all of this about? Why did Jesus delay? Why did Jesus do this? Why did Jesus miss that appointment? That is, why was Jesus late for the appointment? Here's the thing. Notice if you continue to read, Jesus tells Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection. Now, see if Lazarus was not dead, they'd never known that he got the power to get him up.
Jesus. Yeah.